Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure world.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to learn about predators. A predator is any wild animal that hunts and kills other animals for food, like the black panther, strong tiger, and the great white shark. But not all predators are huge animals. Some, like spiders, scorpions, or praying mantises, can be quite small. What they all have in common, though, is that they hunt their food so they can eat and live.
It's almost sundown. She slips off the tree branch and silently begins to hunt, just the way she'd learned from her mother. What will she find tonight? And who is she?
A predator is any animal that hunts and kills other animals for food.
The ghost of the forest. That's what the black panther is called. She stalks her prey so quietly that it never even realizes the danger until it's too late, until she pounces and it feels her powerful jaws. In one leap, this cunning predator can cover 25 feet. She can jump 12 feet high. And like all leopards, she sees in the dark, hearing the slightest sound. But she is not the only predator on this wild earth. There are many.
Hunted animals are called prey.
Black panther stats. Size, 75 to 160 pounds. Preferred prey, small to medium-sized mammals, birds, snakes. Attack style, stalk and pounce. Hunts early morning and evening. Works alone.
Such as the tiger, the largest of all cats. When attacking his prey, he uses his great weight to knock the animal off balance. Then he bites down on the animal's throat and holds until it suffocates. At last, he feeds. Tigers often eat 33 to 40 pounds of meat per day. These cats are so strong that they can drag the body of a 500-pound animal as far as 1/4 mile.
Tiger stats. Size, 400 to 660 pounds. Preferred prey, medium to large-sized mammals, wild pigs, water buffalo, etc. Attack style, ambush and suffocate. Hunts, day or night. Works, alone.
Man's best friend? Among the most successful predators on Earth are members of the dog family. Wolves, foxes, coyotes, jackals, and domestic dogs. In fact, the domestic dog has been humankind's favorite hunting partner for thousands of years. Like others in this group, African wild dogs often hunt together as a pack. They chase their prey until it is exhausted, and then they bring it down, quickly tearing open the animal's underside.
Wild dog stats. Size, 44 to 79 pounds. Preferred prey, impala, puku, gazelles, wildebeest, zebra. Attack strategy, chase to exhaust, rip open. Hunts, daytime, works in packs.
So lovable. Not all predators are large or seem scary to us, but don't let size fool you. Sea otters, for example, have strong forearms. Care to arm wrestle? Paws that can grasp and dig, and they're smart. They hunt in the sea, digging in the muddy ocean floor for clams and other shellfish. Otters use rocks to break open some of the shells. Others, they simply crush with their strong teeth and jaws. Don't try that at home.
Sea otter stats. Size, 45 to 100 pounds. Preferred prey, sea animals, including shellfish, sea urchins, fish, etc. Attack style, grabs with forearms and bites. Hunts, daytime, works alone.
Sea otters eat 25% of their body weight in food each day. That's like an adult human eating over 100 sandwiches every 24 hours.
Let's mamba! When it sees something it wants to eat, the black mamba races after it, quickly strikes to inject venom through its hollow teeth called fangs, and then opens its jaws to swallow its victim whole. The snake's venom is so powerful that two full drops are usually fatal for a person, much less kills the small animals that it hunts. All snakes are predators. Some inject poisonous venom, while others squeeze their victims to death. And unlike mammals, they instinctively know how to hunt. They don't learn their skills from mom and dad.
Black mamba stats. Size, 8 to 9 feet, up to 14 feet. Preferred prey, small mammals such as rats, mice, and squirrels. Attack strategy, chase and inject venom. Hunts, day, works alone.
Is that a twig? Some of the hungriest predators are very small. Praying mantises, for example, are usually little bigger than a grasshopper, although in the jungle, some are nearly 12 inches long. One kind of mantis was brought into the United States as a garden predator to help farmers and gardeners by eating insects that devour plants.
Praying mantis stats. Size, 2 to 4 inches in U.S. Preferred prey, insects and mites. Large species will eat frogs and lizards. Attack strategy, grab and eat. Hunts, day, works alone.
A female praying mantis sometimes bites the head off the male during mating.
The praying mantis does not usually chase its prey. It waits until an insect comes within reach, grabs it, and then bites its neck, which paralyzes the victim. Mantises always start eating their victims head first while they're still alive. Arachnophobia. Spiders and scorpions are called arachnids by scientists, and they both inject venom to kill. Most spiders wait for prey to be caught in their webs, but other spiders, such as the desert tarantula, sit in their holes and wait for prey to pass, which they then leap onto and kill.
Desert tarantula stats. Size, 2 to 2.5 inches. Preferred prey, insects, lizards, small mammals. Attack strategy, wait for passing prey, inject venom. Hunts, night, works alone.
scorpions usually lie in wait for prey to pass by. Then they reach out with their pinchers to grab and hold the victim as they eat it. If their victim struggles, they inject a lethal dose of venom. The box scorpion sting can kill children and pets.
Scorpion stats. Size, 1 to 3 inches. Preferred prey, insects. Attack strategy, grab and inject venom. Hunts, night. Works, alone.
Is that orca? Killer whales are as big as a school bus, but heavier. They swim like lightning to catch prey with their 48 sharp, curved teeth. Like wolves, orcas are mammals that often hunt in groups, which are called pods. Once they catch their victim, they tear it to pieces. Killer whales occasionally beach themselves to catch a seal, then drag it back into the sea. In the 1990s, these whales began to feed on sea otters in Alaska, which is not their normal prey. It's estimated that one killer whale could eat 1,825 otters per year.
A killer whale often eats 550 pounds of prey each day.
Killer whale stats. Size, 32 feet long, 8 tons. Preferred prey, fish, seals, turtles, dolphins, sharks, other whales, penguins. Attack strategy, chase and tear to pieces. Works in groups.
Jaws. Unlike whales, great white sharks are fish, and they hunt alone. They're fast swimmers that can smell one drop of blood in 25 gallons of water. So, don't scrape your knee when one is nearby. When these sharks attack, they first circle their prey, sometimes bumping it to test its strength. Then they pounce. Instead of chewing their food, these sharks rip their prey into mouth-sized pieces that they swallow whole.
Great white sharks have up to 3,000 jagged triangular teeth. When they lose one tooth, another one grows in to replace it.
Great white shark stats. Size, up to 20 feet long, over 2 tons. Preferred prey, seals, sea lions, large fish. Attack strategy, chase and tear to pieces. Works alone.
The bald eagle is a kind of bird called a raptor. Like all raptors, it uses its excellent vision to spot fish and other animals from high in the sky. Then it swoops down at great speed and punctures the victim's flesh with sharp talons or claws. The dying animal is often hoisted up and carried to a rocky ledge or other safe spot where the eagle tears and cuts the flesh with its hooked beak.
Bald eagle stats. Size, 10 to 14 pounds with a wingspan of 6 to 7.5 feet. Preferred prey, fish, but will eat almost any flesh. Attack strategy, pounce and stab. Works, usually alone, sometimes in pairs.
Eagles can see a rabbit from about a mile away. Their eyesight is 4 times better than a human's.
Big or small, covered by hair, scales, or shell, day hunters or night hunters, on land or water, all predators have one thing in common. They hunt because they're really hungry.
We've learned some amazing facts. Like the cute sea otter is very clever and will eat 25% of its body weight in food each day. And let's talk about the sweet female praying mantis. Yikes! Male mantises, beware and be careful.
Body, I'm known for praying arms. If you are a beetle, you might become alarmed. For if you come too close and I'm hungry for a snack, I'll quickly use my powerful arms and then I will attack.
Who am I? Can you find me in a tree? My color camouflages well against green.
I push and wiggle through an egg case. With lots of other siblings, I'm feeling out of place. We all remain attached by two fine silk threads until we free our legs as the membrane we now shed. Now that I am growing strong, I have an appetite for moths and bees and butterflies. I hunt them day and night. I grow throughout the summer, my exoskeleton I shed. I sit upon a branch as my wings I now outspread.
Who am I? Can you find me in a tree? My color camouflages well against green leaves. Who am I? A praying mantis, that is me. I'm a fierce hunter, other insects would agree.
Swollen with eggs as autumn slowly draws near, I patiently await for a male mantis to appear. My partner doesn't know that my supper he will be, for when we're finished mating, I will eat my company. It's my turn to lay my eggs and make an egg case. A sturdy branch will keep my babies nice and safe. My life is now complete as the fall wind starts to blow. Next spring, my baby mantises will begin to grow.
Who am I? Can you find me in a tree? My color camouflages well against green leaves. Who am I? A praying mantis, that is me. I'm a fierce hunter.
Let's learn about a different type of predator, the spider. Spiders are not insects, but belong to a group of animals called arachnids. There are many different types of spiders. While all spiders have silk glands in their abdomens, not all spiders are web builders. Spiders use the silk to protect their babies, to wrap up their victims, to make webs, and to form a drag line or safety line when they need to escape quickly. Web-spinning spiders rely on their crafty webs to catch their prey because they do not have good eyesight. Orb weavers make beautiful spirals in their webs. Other spiders, such as the wolf spider and the jumping spider, have a keen sense of sight. The wolf spider chases its victim on the ground, while the jumping spider can jump up to 8 inches to catch its prey.
Did you know that 8 legs a spider has? They are not insects, but in a special class, for they are called arachnids with 2 body parts. How can we tell these animals apart? Now let's look at a spider, and you will see that a spider has 8 eyes, but he has no wings. A cephalothorax and the abdomen are parts of our little spider friend. Listen and I'll tell you just how a spider eats. Once the prey is captured, the meal won't retreat. For venom is injected, the prey is paralyzed. Then quickly the prey becomes liquidized. Now spiders, they have no teeth with which to eat. Like sucking from a straw, their meal becomes a treat. It might take several hours just to liquefy a fly, but well worth the wait for the spider's appetite. Silk glands in the abdomen, a spider will reline. Although they all don't spin webs, but silk they all supply. Spiders are important, for they prey on insect pests that damage crops and do things that farmers detest.
I think it's time to learn about an animal that is known for hunting, the lion. Lions are meat-eating mammals. Lions live in a family group called a pride. Usually there are many females in the pride, but only one male. Lions like to play and hunt together. Usually the females do the hunting, working in groups to catch their prey. Then the male lion takes his share of the catch before the others get to eat.
We live together in a family. We rest and hunt and play. A lion family is called a pride. Together we spend each day. Our cubs, they get the best of care. We all help to raise each one. Together we do a better job, and the cubs, they have more fun.
King of the Beasts is the name that we're known for.
Lions are part of the big cat family, along with tigers, leopards, and jaguars. Lions are known for their loud, ferocious roar. Did you know that lions are cats that cannot purr?
When I'm full grown, I can weigh 500 pounds or even more. I have a mane around my neck. I really know how to roar. I'm good at hearing and I have a keen sense of sight. I like to go and find my prey and hunt when it's night.
King of the Beasts is the name that we're known for. We're part of the big cat family. A name that we're known for. We're part of the big cat family. King of the Beasts is a name that we're known for. We're part of the big cat family. King of the Beasts is a name that we're known for. And we know how to roar.
I hope you learned a lot today about predators. Each animal is so unique, and each animal hunts its prey to have enough food to eat. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.